The Adventures of Bigsy, the Little Horse. Written by A.M.G. Warrender and read by Roslyn Odes. This is the story of Bigsy the Little Horse. Bigsy may be small, but he has big ideas and lots of courage. In the summer, Bigsy's coat is a shiny golden colour, but when he is dressed in his winter woolies, he is snow white and snug and warm in his winter coat. Bigsy lives on a farm with his best friend, Millie, who is a very pretty and elegant mare. Bigsy and Millie couldn't be more different, but they are best friends. Bigsy spends many hours during the day watching Millie and the big horses on the farm come and go from competitions, returning with ribbons, trophies and garlands. People are always saying how clever Millie and the other horses are. But all they say about Bigsy is how cute he is. Bigsy likes being thought of as cute and thinks the way people bend down and ruffle his thick white forelock is funny. But secretly, he would really like to be a champion like Millie and the other horses. In order to be a champion, Bigsy has to think of something he knows he can win so he can come home with ribbons, trophies and garlands that may even be bigger than he is. Bigsy comes and goes from his paddock. He has watched how the gate is opened and lifts his hind leg to release the latch. Bigsy sees people coming through the front gates of the farm every day, and even though he was never that good at mathematics and doesn't know the security code numbers, he remembers the pattern people's fingers make across the keypad, and after a couple of failed attempts, he finally learned how to unlock the security gates. He loves the fact that he knows how to do this and can come and go at his whim. Bigsy loves to walk down to the arena and watch Millie and the other horses warming up and training. He thinks Millie looks as though she is dancing when she's being ridden. Some of the big horses go over jumps, which seem so high to Bigsy, like skyscrapers. This gets Bigsy thinking. If the big horses can go over the jumps, I can go under them. I can limbo under the lowest part of those jumps. Bigsy is so excited and takes every opportunity to practice the limbo when the big horses go to competitions and he is on his own. Time after time, down he goes and clears the lowest bar of the jump. He is so proud of himself and thinks that now he is not only cute, but oh, so clever.